Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Houston Dash inching closer and closer to that first ever playoff appearance. They come off a first ever win in Chicago against the Red Stars, and one of their stars joins us right now, Maria Sanchez. Maria, thank you very much for coming on.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to you, and hopefully fighting for that playoff spot.
All right, let's talk about your game, because for me, I get drawn to the way you play the game. I love the fact that you love to take people on. I love the fact that you have such a high value on the ball. There's unpredictability in your game. You're everything that I want to see in a soccer player when it comes to attacking and the excitement of the game. So tell me, where did you kind of adapt that style and that want and desire to be great with the ball at your feet?
I think it all goes back to growing up in Idaho. I know you think of Idaho and you don't imagine a very big soccer state. But I think it goes back to that, you know, having nothing to do all day and playing soccer with my brother, watching soccer on TV, and looking up to players like Ronaldinho, Cristiano Ronaldo. I think I just grew up with that passion and that style of play that I wanted to do, and I wanted to make soccer look fun and have it be fun for me as well.
Do a lot of people get confused and believe you grew up in Mexico, because you did grow up in Idaho?
No, I mean, I play for the Mexican national team. I speak, I think, pretty good Spanish, so a lot of people, when I say I'm from Idaho, I mean, they even imagine California more, but a lot of people don't believe it when I say I'm from Idaho, born and raised.
Beautiful state. Were you an outdoors person there as well?
Yes. Very outdoors. Maybe not too much in winter because of how cold and snowy it gets, but I definitely am an outdoor person.
By the way, Maria has over 35 appearances for the Mexican national team, over a half dozen goals. All right, this win over the Chicago Red Stars, this is a pretty big deal. That's a first ever win on the road. There's a lot of firsts occurring this year, a lot of excitement under Juan Carlos Amorós. Tell us a little bit about that win and how you went on the road there and how you went on the road to places like OL Reign and have gotten wins where you've never won before.
I think it's a very exciting year. I think we have a great team. We're all very close. We're all very supportive of each other. And I think that's what has gotten us to where we are right now. I didn't realize until after the fact we won at Chicago that it would be, the first time we win there. It's exciting for me, to be able to see how much we have grown. I think we started with the Challenge Cup this year, a little rough. We had 2 games against Chicago, which we lost both of them. So, you know, everything has kind of gone the way that we've been working for and hoping for. So it's just very exciting to be breaking those records and doing it with this group of amazing people.
Juan Carlos Amorós, what do you think about your new coach? Obviously, he's a very passionate, energetic 38-year-old coach. What do you like about him, and what do you like about him specific to you, your game, and kind of how he talks and coaches you?
He's come in and done a great job with the group. We've been winning. We've been getting the results. For me, I think he just pushes me to be a better player every day. He compliments me when I do well, and he also points out when I can improve. So I think for me, that's huge, you know, not only to have him point out the positives, because I think as a player, you always want to grow, you always want to get better. And I think it's great that I have that, my coach always pushing me and always telling me where I have room for improvement, and that kind of feedback.
What are some of the areas he's pushing you in?
I think just being comfortable all around the field. I am a very left-footed player. I love to play out on the left side, left wing. But he has definitely gotten me out of my comfort zone and playing me at the 10, playing me on the right side of the field. So I think he's kind of challenged me in that way a little bit.
But isn't that a beautiful thing? I mean, basically he's asking you to have a little bit of a free rein, because we've seen you in a lot of different areas. I certainly know that from the Angel City game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, as long as I can keep improving and the group, and we have a positive outcome, I think I am willing to do whatever it takes for us to be successful.
Talking to Maria Sanchez, Houston Dash, getting close to winning that playoff spot. That could happen this week, I think, with games tomorrow night. Maria, the inverted winger type thing, I guess that's one of the things he's pushing you to do to add to your repertoire and make it more difficult for people to defend you. But you score that unbelievable goal against Angel City. I got to think he's saying, hey, Maria, you know, you might want to think about shooting a little bit more from long range.
Yeah. He always encourages me to shoot. I think I'm the type of player that if I don't see a clear opportunity for goal, I rather pass the ball or, you know, help my teammate score. But yeah, he's definitely encouraged me to shoot more and take those long distance shots, and especially from the right side, which I can cut in and have a better shot opportunity. But yeah, I mean, he always encourages me to do that.
To be a threat from long range, one would think that would just enhance your ability to take people on. It makes you a little bit more unpredictable, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, for me, what I enjoy about soccer is those 1v1s. And, you know, when I get those opportunities, I think it's what gets me going. It's what makes me happy. But yeah, I think on that right side, I have the opportunity to go 1v1 and also shoot and score.
So you mentioned your brother, and we're talking to Maria Sanchez, Houston Dash. You mentioned your brother. So does he watch a lot of your games? Is he keeping up with your game now that he's had an influence on your career?
He always watches my games. He sometimes calls me to give me feedback. But I know he's always at home putting on my games. He doesn't talk to me after every game, but I know he does. He's always there supporting me and always watching my games.
All right. You played college soccer. You played at Idaho State, and then you went on to Santa Clara. You kind of got discovered and became a little bit more noticeable to people once you started playing at Idaho State, and then Santa Clara and others came in for you. Is that the way the story went?
Yes. Idaho State first and then Santa Clara.
Did you enjoy the college game? How big of a step up was it for you from the youth game?
I mean, it was huge. I never played club soccer. The best soccer that I was able to get until I was 18 was high school soccer, which in my school, there was only 400 kids. So out of those 400, about 200 girls. And, you know, you had to pick about 20 players from those 200 girls that had never touched a soccer ball before. So, I mean, that was pretty complicated to play at in American Falls High School. But, I mean, making the jump to college was really awesome for me, getting to compete against players that had grown up playing soccer just like I did. And, you know, just having that competitive aspect to it.
You know, it really is a great testament to you, because it really is kind of a statement that it doesn't matter what part of the country you come from. You know, if you have a passion and a love for your game, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that's my main thing that I, growing up, you know, I feel like looking back now, and if I realized what the odds were of me becoming a professional soccer player at that age when I was younger and you know, had this dream, I don't think I would have maybe followed it too much, but I am glad I did and made everything possible with the little resources I had.
So you've played also, for those listening in Liga MX Femenil. You played with Chivas of Guadalajara. You also played with Tigres. Here comes another chapter in your career, and it's got to be pretty amazing to be playing in the Mexican soccer culture for those two storied clubs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think going to Mexico and seeing the fans and the passion that they have there, because you take clubs that have existed for decades on the men's side, and you know, 5 years ago they added the women's side to it. So being able to play for these teams that I would watch growing up, obviously on the men's side, but it was pretty amazing to kind of be in that culture, in that soccer culture that I had grown up watching.
How do you see Liga MX Femenil moving right now? You know, you've been down there, you've played in the league. How do you see it projecting out in the future?
I think it's an amazing league. It's a great league that has a lot of room for improvement. I think over the next few years, hopefully it grows into a league that supports every team in the league supports women's soccer. I think there's still a lot of room for growth with the resources for some of the players, for some of the teams. But I know some of the teams are investing heavily into women's soccer, and I'm very happy to see that growth.
Yeah, because sometimes when we look in Europe, we forget that not every club is investing as heavily as others are, you know. For instance, Barcelona and you know some of the big clubs are investing more, even in England as well, as opposed to others in the table. So that obviously is something that you've experienced. But being at Tigres, they were one of the teams that really did invest heavily in the women's game, didn't they?
Oh yeah. I mean, they have 4 championships on the women's side, and I think that just speaks for itself, but they're one of the clubs that invested since day one. So I think it's very deserving for them to be that top tier team.
Maria Sanchez, Houston Dash, joining us. Maria, tell me about some of the crowds, because I know you played in front of some very big crowds with Tigres.
Yeah, I could say, I mean, I think we had around 35,000 for a few of our matches, which are usually the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, and then the local rivalry match versus Rayadas would always sell out within hours. So for me, it's truly amazing to be at these stadiums, like I mentioned, that I grew up watching on TV when I was a little kid. And to be able to go and play there and see the atmosphere that they have, it's really been amazing for me, those experiences.
Talking to Maria Sanchez of the Houston Dash. The Dash coming off a win against the Chicago Red Stars on the road, 1-0. Ebony Salmon with the goal. So back to that 35,000. And look, I'm very aware of the Rayados and Tigres rivalry, having been down there, a lot of friends down there, youth development down there. When that 35,000 comes into the stadium, do they open that up to the public, or a lot of those people coming because of the brand of the two teams? And then in many ways, they're getting introduced to the great quality of the women's game. How did that work?
No, I think I really think it's just fans that are very aware of the women's teams, the women's league in Mexico. I don't think there was, you know, sometimes you see the effort to sell out crowds and stuff. And I think in Mexico, at least for those games, there would be people waiting in line for 2-3 hours just to get their tickets to these matches. So I think it's people that are very supportive, very aware of what those matches mean. It was truly amazing to see. I think the final against Rayada sold out in less than 2 hours. So it was really cool to see that and the growth that it's had.
What was one of your fondest memories from a classic game like that, Tigres against Rayados?
I think just winning. I must have had 6 matches against Rayadas, home and away. And I one of my favorite ones was the semifinal last year. I can't remember the score, but we won by a pretty comfortable score. And just seeing all the people, how happy everybody was, and to beat our rival like that at our home stadium was really an amazing experience, I could say, because I think those moments are the ones that remind you why you do this and why you love the sport so much.
She's Maria Sanchez. Maria, you got the nickname now, Bombi. How do you feel about that?
I think I used to think it was funny and stuff, and I think it's grown on me a little bit more. It was made for me during my time at Tigres, so it's something that I like now.
You know, it's something we need to adopt here, because Liga MX, both male and female, you know, the announcers have the best nicknames, don't they?
Oh yeah, I think everybody in the league has a nickname, which is, it's something that's makes it interesting. It makes it, I guess, fun, that as soon as you get there, you know you're going to get a nickname, and every other player has a nickname.
All right, the club's got more resources now. Jessica O'Neill, as a president, a general manager now, you got a lot going on with the club, a lot of additional resources. Alex Singer now involved as a GM. You got a new coach in Juan Carlos Amoros. But the real key to everybody on the outside is how does the attendance improve? It seems to be the same group of people every game. What are some of the thoughts that you might have? I mean, look, I know your job is playing, but I still believe that NWSL players still have to sell their league. What are some of the things that you think can connect fans more to the Houston Dash? Because it's an entertaining team. It's world-class athletes like yourself. It's well-coached. I absolutely love the games and the tactics and all the things that are evident in the men's game. There's nothing different, really.
Yeah, I know it's been a struggle with that in places like Houston. And I think it's just getting people out to their first game and hopefully, you know, catching their attention. That's why I think my style of play, I like to, you know, get the crowd going, because I think that's what makes them want to come back. You know, when you have a successful team like we've been this season, and bringing that excitement, I always want to make sure I have, because I think it's a way of connecting the fans to the game and you know, wanting them to come back. But I agree. I think there's a lack of maybe attendance in these games that I wish there was more. And I try my best, usually, you know, signing autographs afterwards, thanking the fans for coming and, you know, trying to engage that relationship from player to fans. So they could come back.
Yeah. You guys are the greatest assets of the club. There's no question. We're talking to Maria Sanchez, and I don't think, you know, the other thing I would just say to people who are listening in here tonight, the quality of play and the excitement of the games is off the charts. The last couple games there have just been very dramatic, very exciting, great quality goals. It's not a team that just sits back and defends. It's an aggressive team, plays in a lot of different pressing areas of the field. It's aesthetically a really good thing. And I will say this again, these are world-class athletes. Maria, anything else on just the final run of the season here, the importance of getting into the playoffs?
I think we have to focus on each individual game. We know how competitive the league is and how any win, loss, or tie can move you from one spot of the table to a completely different spot. So we know how important that is, and we just hope to see our fans there supporting us. This weekend is our last home regular season game. So I know that it helps us a lot when we see our fans there supporting us, and we try our best to make them have a good time and win. So yeah, all the support that we get matters and motivates us.
You know, I wasn't telling you the truth. I have one more question. Okay. So the last one, and this is an important one to me, because you got a front three with Nichelle Prince, Ebony Salmon, and yourself that has a vibrant mix of a lot of things. You got power, you got directness, you've got combination play, you got individuals who can create chances for themselves like you. Is that a relationship that's still blossoming? Because that could be a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're fairly new to each other. We have been building on that. And I think, I mean, I can only get to know my teammates more and you know, not only the front three, but the other players that surround us. I think those relationships matter, because the more we know each other and what how we are on and off the ball, I think the better we can get. So yeah, I think those relationships matter and are still growing. I don't think they're fully there yet, but I think when they are, it'll be amazing.
Maria, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Best of luck finishing out the season. Get into those playoffs and make some stuff happen like you are each and every week. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Maria Sanchez. What an attacker for the Houston Dash. She is one you're going to want to come out and see. You go to HoustonDash.com. You get your tickets there. This is an exciting team. This is the best aesthetic team I've seen when it comes to the Houston Dash. It's just really exciting soccer being played.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.